KROQ and Avalon are proud to bring you Depeche Mode live at the Rose Bowl, a concert for the masses. Depeche Mode, a concert for the masses, June 18th at the Rose Bowl. A concert for the masses starring Depeche Mode and their special guests, OMD, Thomas Dolby, also appearing, Wire. Depeche Mode, June 18th at the Rose Bowl, a concert for the masses with their special guest, OMD, Thomas Dolby, also appearing, Wire. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster, including May Company, Music West, and Sport Mart stores, produced by Avalon.
And you're listening to Rodney on the Rock, Loveline, coming up at 11 o'clock.
Ladies and 90s, KROQ. That's a little bit of live UB40, live from Moscow. Listen, we're still taking your message machines and answers as we continue with
Candid Message.
The winner with the best message machine answer will get the Depeche Mode tickets. And we're going to be doing this until 11 o'clock, so give us a call now at 11 till 12. I'll instant request on the Rock. K-Rock. Ooh.
Ooh.
Are you ready for a new sensation?
sensation.
New sensation.
UB40. Ah, oh, false ending. UB40 doing Rat in Me Kitchen. Sounds like my home. Talking Heads, Mr. Jones. Susie and the Banshees, the Extendo mix of Dazzle. And Erasure doing the Chain of Love. Now, we've been trying to listen to messages and giving the best message. You have a few malconnections. I can hear him coming in right now, folks. Hello. Hello, voice from above.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, it's hectic up here. You wouldn't believe the responsibilities that I have being the man that I am. But I'm here and I'm ready. Gosh darn it. I'm darn excited about it.
Hey, it's hectic down here, too.
I know. I know, ugly boy.
Thanks. Okay, listen, now we're going to be judging the you're going to judge the contest of the most hideous or awful graduation experience in honor of the graduates who are going to be graduating from either high school, junior high, college, or whatever. Are you ready?
You know it.
Okay, here's Mike. Mike?
Hey, what's up, Portland?
Go for it.
Yeah, I rented a limo with my girlfriend, some other friends on Friday night, you know? And, we were fighting all night because she was always talking about these other guys.
Well, wait a minute. Is this a graduation experience?
Yeah.
Well, okay, what where were you riding a limo for?
For grad night.
Oh, okay.
I graduated last Friday.
Okay.
Come on, give the guy a break. Get out, poor man.
All right.
So, then I was riding a limo, and we're all fighting about because she likes these other guys. So I slapped her, right? And she,
you listen up here, pal. You're not. You hit ladies. You're awesome.
No, wait. She made me watch.
No, out of here.
Okay.
Gosh darn it.
Here's Chrissy. Chrissy?
Hi.
Hi, go for it.
Okay, I was just announced, for Athlete of the Year. And I'm walking down the aisle.
In what sport?
For what sport?
Yeah.
For everything, like for volleyball and track. Okay.
Just let her get to the point.
Okay, so I'm walking down the aisle. My coach is up there, and she just announces my name. Okay, so I'm walking in my high heels, and my gown is too long. And there's a string loose on my hem, and my heel got caught on the string, and I tripped, and I fell in the middle of everyone. Oh, my gosh, it was so embarrassing.
My gosh.
My hat is 10 feet away from me.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And my coach starts laughing.
Uh-huh.
My coach starts laughing. Oh, my God. And my dean, Clark.
Hey, babe, sweets.
What?
Lover. Stuff happens. Get out of here.
No, come on.
No, you come on.
Okay, here's Sean. Sean?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, tell us about your most hideous graduation experience with a voice from above.
All right. Graduation rolled around. I've been going through the school district for 13 years. I get up there. They call my name. My vice principal goes to shake my hand. He laughs at me. He said, first, you should have done better the first time around. He said, you're going through this place again.
Out of here.
Okay. Hello? Molly?
Hello?
Hi,
Hi. Okay, well, before grad night, some of my friends took me out to, celebrate. So I got, I drank a little too much, and then when I was walking down the aisle, I was really feeling sick the next morning. And
just, I like this already. Go, honey, tell me it.
Okay,
please.
And so, I was walking down the aisle, and everyone was filming it. And then I threw up on the girl in front of me.
Yes, she wins! Yes! Honey, that is beautiful!
I won?
Yes!
I won?
Yeah!
All right!
You're the... Oh, my God, I'm so choked up!
You're the wiener!
All right! Thank you!
And you threw up right while you were walking down the aisle?
Right.
What did everybody do?
Well, everyone was too busy taking pictures.
It's Carol QFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles, rocking 80s and 90s. Thank you, boys from above. He's gone already.
Oh, my God.
What radio station rewards you for getting sick?
K-Rock.
Stop this car, wanna get out. Stop faster, it's fine. Shut up, shut up. Watch me go faster, it's fine. Shut up, watch it, oh, watch me go faster. Stop this car, I'm on the way to disaster. Stop this car, wanna get out. Stop this car, there's trouble coming. Stop this car, wanna get out. We'll be right back.
Delicious music on KROQ-FM, the Sugar Cubes on the Rock of the 80s, also Gang of Four and Susie and the Banshees. Doc and the Rock is with me in the broadcast booth here at the Pasadena Rose Bowl, K-Rock's on the scene. And, of course, Mr. Poor Man has wandered off somewhere, just disappeared as usual.
Poor Man Day.
We have a one-hour broadcast for the morning show, and then we hand over to, I think, Freddie, right?
Yeah, Freddie will be here. And, he's coming in
of course,
later.
Poor Man couldn't stay in for more than 15 minutes.
Actually, Jed, Raimondo, Eagle, and I will be up here at least until 2 o'clock.
And then it's Dusty and Freddie.
Yeah.
All right. It's a terrific sight for a concert. Really, it's beautiful weather. It couldn't be better. We've got a slight haze, a slight overcast, which is going to keep the temperatures down. As we said a little earlier, Ticketmaster had released to them this morning 2,000 great seats. I think of those 2,000, there's only 1,500 left. So run to a Ticketmaster before you come to the Rose Bowl because they have the computers. Though we have some tickets on sale here, there's only two ticket windows, so we can't take in a high demand, and 60,000 seats have already gone.
Traffic is no problem right now if you're headed up here. If you haven't left yet and don't know your way through Pasadena, may I recommend that if you're coming up from the south on I-5, you take the 2, the Glendale, to the 134 eastbound. Or if you're coming from the valley, obviously get on the 134, head east. If you're coming from the further eastern points, you take the 605, any way to get yourself to the 210. And here in Pasadena, the exits that'll get you to the Rose Bowl, for instance, Linda Vista and Orange Grove, which are the best ways in here, are clearly marked. If you come up the 110, the Pasadena Freeway, it'll get you off on Arroyo. You can come up past, for instance, Colorado, or on Del Mar, or any of the cross streets. Get over to Orange Grove and come on up.
Okay, we found Poor Man. Before he tells you a little information about something else that's happening, we want to tell the folks that we'll be letting you know what gates are coming on our next break. And once again, want to remind you to bring some sunscreen, some hats, and some sweaters for tonight. When the sun goes down, the video screens come on, and Depeche Mode on stage, it's going to get a little cooler. So bring those sweaters for the night and the sunscreen and hats for the day. And it's going to be a just terrific concert. Okay, Jim, what do you want to tell us?
I was just going to say, I don't know if you mentioned about the actual stage setup, but it's very cool. It says Concert for the Masses along the top. It's like a red roof and gray. It's like a house, but it's separated right where the stage is for about, I don't know, maybe 100 feet up or something like
so
that.
So you've got a completely clear line of sight to the stage, video screens everywhere. It's going to be terrific.
Absolutely amazing looking stage setup here at the Rose Bowl. So if everybody come on down. It's going to be a major party today.
Yeah, over 60,000 tickets sold already. Join your close K-Rock friends now.
Okay. Anyway, there's other stuff going on tomorrow. I'm going to be down at this event. This is going to be hot. It's the Budweiser U.S. Pro Surfing Tour. If you want to go to the beach and see some great surfing, $55,000 body glove surf bout. It's at Salt Creek Beach in Laguna Niguel, right below the Ritz-Carlton. The nation's best surfers and bodyboarders are going to be battling it out for the biggest first prize in surfing history, $20,000. And let's see, lots of prizes to give away. It's the body glove surf bout this entire weekend. Tomorrow, the finals in Laguna Niguel, brought to you by the Budweiser U.S. Pro Surfing Tour and K-Rock as we broadcast live and direct from the Rose Bowl.
A man don't cry. They say I'm being punished, and they say I could be reformed. But someday I'll return. Do they really think that this summer would work? You know, all along it wouldn't. Oh, I'm prison bound. I did a crime for too many times. On the outskirts of town, by the railroad tracks, for the country moonshine. Or action, but Johnny says I walk the line. With three hearts and a cot and a lot of talk, with lock up concrete and steel. Well, it's cold and it's clammy, and it's colder than a pimp's heart. But I gotta do my time. There's a lesson to be learned here, but what a price to pay. You know, I may never learn. Oh, for too many times. It's on the outskirts of town, for the railroad tracks, for the country moonshine. Oh, I'm prison now. Tell my girl I'll be back one day.
What is it, Eagle?
It's KROQ-FM, rock of the 80s and 90s on a flashback weekend, and we're broadcasting live today from the Pasadena Rose Bowl. We want you to check out the K-Rock van at the Auto Sound Challenge 88 this Sunday. That's tomorrow at the Devonshire Downs in Northridge, sponsored by Sounds Good Stereo.
Yeah!
That probably was in stereo, wasn't it, Raimondo?
On K-Rock. No. We'll be right back.
I thought you went home early.
We're on the radio. This is KROQ.
We're all here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jed.
Ramondo's here. Oh, that's me.
Good day. Good day. We're not supposed to broadcast during actual music, but Wire is now doing their sound check here at the Rose Bowl.
It sounds kind of like a stuck CD, doesn't it? I think they're just testing the system. If you hear noise outside the Rose Bowl, that's what a sound check consists of. They're just checking levels and stuff.
Well, it certainly sounds like they got a massive sound system down there, though.
Boy, they sure do. Look at this setup here. Unbelievable.
Top-notch security, too.
Now, we have some traffic problems we want to let you know about. Doc's going to tell you how to get here.
Okay, there are lots of different ways, of course, to get to the Rose Bowl, but I'm suggesting getting to the 210, like by the 605 freeway, going all the way inland, and then coming out westbound on the 210 to get off at the various Rose Bowl-marked exits. They're very easy. Or on the 134 freeway, coming from the west, coming straight through to Linda Vista or to Orange Grove. They'll also tell you Del Mar is an exit to take, but it's very confusing if you've never been here. So I suggest Linda Vista and Orange Grove. The big problem is the Pasadena Freeway. There are accidents and a brush fire and a Dodger game right at Stadium Way. So you will have kind of a trek through there. We recommend also for people coming, for instance, by limo, and some of you do, that's Lot K, parking and drop-off. If you have handicapped people, you can use Lot B here. The general public is using all the other parking lots. Crew and VIPs and staff have their own. The lots are open. May I remind you, it's $5 to park at the Rose Bowl.
And there's no hurry to get here. The first band, Wire, goes on at 3:30. Those of you who have won K-Rock pre-party passes need to be here at 2. And I think that should cover that.
Yeah. So we'll be back with some more music in just mere moments.
It's what's hot. It's what's hot. It's what nobody else has got. DJ
Cubs. Play Beach Club 150 Fashion Sweepstakes and you could win the ultimate beach trip to Hawaii. J. Jacobs celebrates its 150th store. All the fun, sun, tan, and sand you can stand. Trips to Hawaii, Sony Discmans, underwater cameras, $1,000 shopping sprees, and more. Everyone's a winner.
Beach Club 150.
You can also win instant discounts of up to 50% on the hottest fashions under the sun during J. Jacobs Beach Club 150 Fashion Sweepstakes. Stop in, open your ticket, and you're a winner instantly. J. Jacobs. It's the only way to play the game. No purchase necessary. See store display for rules. Void where prohibited.
It's what's hot.
Jacobs. And nearby Jacob locations, including Brea Mall, West Covina Plaza, and Laguna Hills.
Tonight, Budweiser welcomes the Ascot ESPN Series opener. Chris Agajanian's 1988 Budweiser Ascot Speedway Thrill Show. An unbeatable family entertainment combination. Three giant Bud Girl posters. Death-defying motorcycle stunt show. Johnny Airtime's amazing motorcycle jump. And championship speedway racing. Witness the motorcycle globe of death. Two stuntmen defying the laws of gravity and sanity. Locked inside the globe of death, their motorcycles increase in speed and angle of trajectory. Inches apart, angling at 40 miles per hour. Sideways at 50. Finally at 60 miles per hour in the ultimate display of timing, courage, and defiance of gravity. Circling the globe of death completely upside down. And there's more as Johnny Airtime defies death his way. Hurling his motorcycle over cars placed end-to-end in Ascot's infield with no landing ramp. Be there, up close and intimate. Will he make it? Tonight, enjoy a cold Budweiser or Bud Light, the king of beers, and free giant Bud Girl as the ESPN Series opener comes to Ascot. The 1988 Budweiser Ascot Speedway Thrill Show. Tonight, don't miss it.
Chicken's okay. I got no chicken problems. It's fine. It's great. What can I say? It's chicken. I like it. So get out of here. I mean it. But don't expect me to get excited about it. Like chicken's gonna send my pulse racing, my toes tapping, make my hair curl. Come on. Get out of here. I mean it. But then I tasted this new chicken fajita pita at Jack in the Box, and what do you know? My pulse started racing, my toes started tapping. Well, okay, my hair didn't curl, but I'm telling you, I loved it. I mean it. So get out of here. I want to eat it.
This is the way to eat chicken. The new chicken fajita pita at Jack in the Box restaurants. White meat chicken, grilled onions, cheddar cheese, tomatoes, all in a pita pocket. All less than 350 calories. Served with guacamole or salsa on the side. The chicken fajita pita at Jack in the Box. For serious fajita eaters.
But what do you mean you haven't tried a chicken fajita pita yet? Get out of here, I mean it. Go eat it.
Served after 10:30 a.m.
Quit tweet.
The one you love, you can make the moment a little more magical, a lot more fun.
Thinking about getting married? Your timing is perfect. William Pitt Jewelers is having a store-wide sale on over 300 classic engagement and wedding rings at up to 50% off. Now you can purchase a sparkling quality diamond solitaire ring for as low as $10 a month. Or a magnificent one-half carat diamond solitaire ring for as low as $50 a month. These prices are based on a minimal down payment and approved credit. And remember, at William Pitt Jewelers, you don't need previous credit to establish credit. In fact, your purchase can be approved in a matter of minutes. Now you can buy the diamond of her dreams.
William Pitt Jewelers, for the one you love.
Purchase your engagement ring this week and you'll receive a solid gold wedding band absolutely free. From William Pitt Jewelers in Pasadena, Pointe Hills, Montebello, Montclair, Santa Anita, and Riverside.
Hey, rock of the 80s.
Hello, this is Jay Leno.
When my crimes would seem almost unforgivable, I give in to sin, because you have to make this life livable. But when you think I've had enough from your sea of love, I'll take all and another river full. Yes, and I'll make it. Strange love, that's how my love goes. Strange love. Sometimes I like to practice what I preach. I'm not trying to think on my way. I'm always willing to learn when you've got something to teach. Oh, now make it all worthwhile. I'll make it on my way. Will you return it? I'll say it again.
Just how many people are here. We're going to divide the crowd in two, this side and this side, and we're going to see who's the rowdiest. Mr. Eagle's going to have this side and this side. I think it's my side over there.
Down here.
And now, folks, this is everybody on KROQ. This is incredible, folks. We're taking a team picture right now, a staff picture. Lewis, it's absolutely amazing. We're on our backs to the crowd. The whole crowd is in it, all 70,000. Say hi, Rocky.
Hey, what's happening?
Richard, say hi. We're on the radio.
We are on the radio with 70,000 people behind. Look at the...
Oh, this is...
Oh, my goodness. Dan, don't take a dump on stage.
We got to go.
Okay. Thank you.
Los Angeles, you mark my words. I'm sure people are out there, Richard, thinking that...
Oh, it's a fake anyway.
No, do it on the air. Not necessarily a fake, but they're thinking, hey, gee, I wouldn't mind going to Los Angeles. Well, let me tell you something. Riding 2,300 miles in 2.5 days, what we have to do.
With your best friend.
In a 1980 Chevy Impala with 137,000 miles
now,
on
it's
it.
It's just broken in, JJ.
Aye. Trust me. Don't want to do this.
Plus, with nasty words written all over it. We're pulling this.
Driving through Nebraska.
66 station.
Oklahoma. Illinois. Don't we have to go through Illinois
and
Indiana?
Yeah, we go through Chicago, and then we go all the way across Iowa.
Oh, gee, that'll be the fun
part
of the trip.
You're talking about throwing the cigarette out the window. And you get popcorn. And after Iowa, you got to go through with Nebraska.
Oh, great. That'll be a lot of fun.
And then you get to Colorado. Which would be all right, because you get some mountains and stuff. And you got to drive...
The desert.
The diagonal part across Nevada all the way, you know, through Las Vegas.
Yeah, and then on to the desert from there. But think of that map in reverse.
K-R-O-Q!
It's happening, man. It's totally hip.
Well, it's now 6 minutes after three. There's a minute left of the game. And the Pistons are leading by 3 points and a minute left. Foreman, I hope that you're at this point in your life planning your little conversation with Tony and Rick. Can I please leave on a Monday instead of doing this trip on my vacation? 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53. And at 52, what happened now? Oh, my God. The Pistons are now leading by 145. 44, 45. Okay, the Pistons are leading by 1 point. Well, it's now 27, Mr. Foreman, and it's still exciting as hell. God, it's just absolutely incredible. The tension mounts here at the house in Long Beach. There's a foul going on. There's less than 20 seconds left. The Pistons are still in the lead. Play-by-play by me, the Eagle.
Oh, my God. Dude, you're going to tie it.
Is he going to do it? Oh, that was the miss. Oh, no. The ball was outside of the basket. Oh. Oh, Kareem gets another shot. It's the bold Kareem. Boy, it looks like he's got a big butter head up there, huh? He's got a big, he's got fried egg on that top of that head. It'll be the non-stick kind, too. Kareem, he did it. He put it in there. It's a tie now. It's a tie. Oh, poor man. Now, the Lakers are in the lead, and there's 14 seconds left. Mr. Foreman, I wish you could be here. I wish you could be on the phone right now so I could talk to you. And there's only 14 seconds left, and you're home free with your trip to Sweden in 2 weeks. Sweden, here I come. The 15-year-old girls are waiting for you. They're all standing here screaming, Foreman, are you coming? Mr. Foreman, now it's ultra exciting. There's only 5 seconds left of the game, and they're fighting right now. They probably do that on purpose so they can break and play some more commercials. You watch, more commercials are coming up. Absolutely incredible. 5 seconds left, and I think you're in there, Mr. Foreman. Oh, Foreman, listen to this. It's 103 to 102, and the Lakers won. Aren't you excited? Listen for some immediate reactions right here.